Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, saints of God. God bless you. We want to welcome you to Morning Dew Prayer. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'd like to read in your hearing this morning from 2 Timothy chapter 1. We'll begin at verse 1 and we'll end at verse 7. It begins, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee, by the putting on of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. God, thank you on this morning. We bless you and honor you today, Lord God. We give you praise and thank you for another day that you have allowed us to see, a day that certainly was not promised, but here we are. And we've come, first of all, to give you the first fruit of our day, to come with thanksgiving, to come with praise, to come seeking your face, to come seeking your direction and kingdom agenda today. We thank you because you've blessed us, Lord God, with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies, and we are equipped to face this day and everything that we will confront. So we bless you for that right now. We know that we don't walk alone, and for that we thank you. For that we honor you today. Thank you that you did not leave us alone, but you left us with the precious Holy Ghost, who is a paraclete who has come to walk alongside. And not only alongside of us, but he walks in us, up and down, living through us, O God. And we thank you for that right now. We're of good courage today. Grant us the boldness, Lord God, to speak forth your word today. We pray for utterance, O God, freedom of utterance, O God, as we open our mouths today, that we'll proclaim boldly, Lord God, the mystery of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we ought to do. Bless your people, O God, everywhere to stir up the gift that is within them, the gifts of God that have been given. You ascended unto heaven and you gave gifts unto men. And we thank you and we bless you for that right now, Lord Jesus. We come now in the name of Jesus asking for holy boldness, asking that you would put a stirring on the inside of us. You've told us to stir up the gift, even as you told Timothy. We believe, O God, that by the power of the Spirit, we're able to bring to the forefront those things that you have put in us to do, those things that you put in us to say, and we'll move without fear. We'll move without fear, and right now we receive boldness in the name of Jesus. We have boldness this morning as we enter into the Holy of Holies by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you for that right now, that we can call upon you and make our petitions known unto you. Because of our faith in you, we dare to have boldness. We dare to have courage. We dare to have confidence. Oh, God, we have free access today. Yes, Lord, nothing held back, but we can approach your throne of grace with freedom and without fear. So we draw fearlessly today to you, to your throne of grace. And it's there, Lord, that we receive mercy. Anyone who's in need of mercy today, and certainly we all are, we can find grace to help us, O God, in every time of need, Lord. So we come boldly. You told us to pray boldly. You told us to believe you, O God, to trust you, O God, to stir up what you've put within us, not to have fear, but to make our petitions known unto you with thanksgiving. So we thank you. Oh, we bless you for that today. Out of the scriptures, Lord God, we come with confidence being able to bless you and thank you for those who have gone on before us, loved ones who've prayed for us, those who've labored before the throne on our behalf, Lord, even as Timothy's grandmother and mother did, Lord. We thank you, O God, that you've had those who have labored on our behalf. When we were not even thinking about you, you weren't in our minds, you weren't in our thoughts, you weren't in our actions. We did whatever it was that we wanted to do, but somebody prayed for us, had us on their minds. And God, we thank you for it right now. We bless you for them right now. We thank you, O God, for all that you have deposited into us. We thank you and bless you for families. We thank you for leadership in families, Lord God. Those who will cover and pray. Yes, Lord. Those who will seek your face. Those who have keen discernment. Thank you for it even now. This is a time when you're even raising up babies in families, Lord God. Raising up the children to have keen discernment. They need it in this day, O God. And we thank you right now. Thank you for discernment. Discernment not only in the family, but in the church of God. Your church is made up of your families. And we pray, O God, that you would stir up gifts among people, that your church again would be the house of bread. Lord, that people would come and find refuge even in a time of need. Leaders need to hear you in this hour, O God. Put us in remembrance, O God, of the great cost, the great price that was paid for this great salvation that we enjoy today. Lord, we won't take it lightly, but we pray and we seek your face, and we want, O God, to be those beacons of light where people are drawn, where people are helped, they're delivered, they're set free. God, many need you today. We've got to get back to the place of prayer, the place of the throne of grace, Lord God, where we can hold on to the horns of the altar. We pray for those who are missing and exploited today. Yes, Lord, we pray for parents whose children are missing, something that we can't even fathom in our minds, Lord, what it must be like. But we pray for these parents who don't know where their children slept last night. We pray for them. We pray, O God, for you to uncover. You know everything. You know where they are. We pray that you would reunite these families, little boys, little girls, teens perhaps who have left home angry. But God, we pray for them now because they're caught in a snare. But God, we pray that you would reunite these families. We pray for those who are ailing. Somebody's ailing today, God. You are the only hope. You are the only way out. Doctors don't have an answer. So we look to you, O God, that you would heal our afflictions. Touch us, O God, as only you can. Touch your people, Lord, whatever the affliction. These bodies belong to you, God. You know us. It's you who made us, not we ourselves. So touch your people. Touch everyone who's connected to us, whom we cry out for, God. Touch from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Go in and move in the intricate places, the places that the doctors cannot seem to find, where there's disease, oh God, dis-ease. We're praying that you would go in and you would touch in that place, Lord, that you would bring healing. Even touch the minds. Touch those who are dealing with emotional distress today. We put it all before you. We bring it to the altar today. Dis-ease in the mind. Yes, Lord. Imbalance, oh God, chemical imbalance in the brain that causes people to function in a way that is not of the ordinary, that is not of the normal. So we pray for them today. God, we lift them to you today. We pray for those who are dealing with migraine headaches, those who are dealing with heart situations, irregular heartbeats, palpitations, oh God, heart disease. Oh, we come against it in the name of Jesus. We rebuke stroke and heart attack today. We pray for those who have kidney ailments today, those who must go to dialysis today. God, go before them. Thank you, oh God, for rebuking every accident and every tragedy at the dialysis center today. Thank you for that right now. Oh, we bless you. We bless you for strength today. We bless you for strength today. For those who will be going for treatment, radiation or chemotherapy, oh God, we bless you for strength for them, God. You know the toil and the task on the body. But God, we pray that you would strengthen them. Strengthen them, God. Help them, God, in the name of Jesus. Bear them up, Lord. as only you can. Somebody's going to the operating room today. Somebody's in ICU today. Somebody's in shock trauma today, and they need you, God. These families are crying out. They're crying out to you, Lord. And those who are not even thinking about you, we're standing in the gap because we know that they need you. Oh, God, walk up and down the corridors of those hospitals. Go in the rooms, Lord. You're in the room right now. You're in the room. Touch as only you can. You see and you know all things. Touch as only you can. Not only those who are on their sick beds of affliction, but touch their family members, O God, that they'll rise up in faith. Somebody, O God, knows that you are the Lord of lords and you are the King of kings. And even as we pray right now, they feel the unction of the Holy Ghost giving them boldness, boldness to cry out, boldness to declare your word, boldness to declare in faith that you are yet a healer, that you're yet a deliverer. God, I pray for those, Lord, who have sought your face. You are supreme. You know all things. You are the sovereign Lord. And perhaps they prayed that it didn't turn out the way that they had thought it should. They're grieved today, God. They're bereaving a loved one, Lord. But you know all things, so we have to yet come to you and say, God, we bless you. You're the only wise God, our Savior. Yes, God, all dominion and might and power belongs to you, even when we don't understand. So we pray for these families who are walking through the shadow right now. It's the shadow of death, Lord. Oh, God, and we're praying for them. We're lifting them, God, because they're walking in a place, Lord, where they're vulnerable. But, Lord, we're praying that the Holy Ghost will continue to undergird and build them up, that they'll seek your face and not draw back. Yes, Lord, we thank you and we bless you, O God. Thank you that our lives, even beyond the grave, are in safekeeping with you. We thank you right now. Thank you for the lives that our loved ones have lived. Yes, Lord, those who have departed this life, and now we mourn and grieve for them, God. Build up those who are left behind. Give them the strength to go forward, Lord. Give them the strength to look to you, even though what they see is not what they had hoped for. Oh, God, but we honor you. You told us to honor you in all things, to bless you at all times, to let your praise continually be in our mouths. Yes, Lord, it's a declaration that your psalmist made, and we make it today, O God, that we will bless you at all times, and that your praises shall continually be in our mouths, even through the hard time, even through the hard situation, even in the perplexing time, God, even in the lonely time, God. Yes, Lord, when we're dealing with the hard thing, we'll bless you, O God. We declare today that we'll bless you out of Zion. Oh, God, even through tears, we'll bless you. On the mountaintop, we'll bless you, God. You've saved us. You've called us with a holy calling, oh, God, not because of anything that we've done, but it's all according to your purpose. You called us. You equipped us. You appointed us. You anointed us. And for that, we are grateful today. For that, we are grateful. Hallelujah. Everything that we have comes from you. Everything that we have, anything that we bring to you, you gave us first. So we thank you. Even these lives, even the breath that we breathe, to be able to pray today, you gave it. It's a gift that comes from you. So we honor you with our prayer today. We honor you, Lord, with every voice that we lift to you today. Every word that we speak, it's all because of you. We can do nothing without you. Oh, God, but with you, all things are possible. So we hold fast today. We hold fast to our faith, and we thank you for it right now. In the matchless name of Jesus, bless those in leadership everywhere, in our government and in our churches. God, you see and you know all things. We pray for the blood covering over our leaders, over our communities, over our homes, over our schools. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. Saints, I want to thank you for joining us today. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. So just rejoice. Just be glad in him. It's Wednesday, and we ask you to visit our church at Healing H2O's Waters page, at healingh20.org so that you can keep up with what we're doing. Listen, we are about being consistent now, consistent in something for 21 days so that you can do that for the rest of your life. It's a lifestyle. God bless you. Go forth today in peace. God has called you to a great work. So stir up those gifts that are within you. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.